chance to be someone good for someone, to give your heart for free. A chance to either fall below.
Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang. Earl Nightingale, a recording artist, writer, and radio personality, said, "Never give up on a dream because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway." That phrase truly encapsulates my guests today. Judy Collins, who the New York Times has dubbed the ageless, wild angel of pop, and singer-songwriter Ari Hest. Of course, the audience of the Not Old Better Show and the world knows Judy Collins. Judy's ethereal, stunning voice has informed our lives since 1967. That was when her classic album, Wildflowers, zoomed up the album charts with her top 10 hit single, the Joni Mitchell penned Both Sides Now. Ari Hest is, of course, newer to the scene, but over 15 years has established himself as an innovative, creative, do-it-all recording artist. Ari has released 8 albums, and over the course of a year, Ari wrote, recorded, and released a new song every Monday for his brilliantly artistic, imaginative project entitled 52. Every week for a year, releasing a new song, and on Mondays, no less. You can find out more about that project at Ari's website, arihest.com. As audience of the Not Old Better Show, you know that I spoke to Judy Collins not too long ago about her most recent tour, so it was with giddy frisson that I approached the assignment of speaking with Judy Collins again, just now, about her new album with Ari Hest, Silver Skies Blue, and how wonderful this album is, with the great variety of music and her process of finding exciting projects.
The whole process of finding exciting things to do and beautiful songs and is something that I'm familiar with, but actually this is something, the kind of project that I've actually never done before, so it's exciting on a number of levels.
The album, again, Silver Skies Blue, features new music written by Judy Collins and Ari Hest and is out now, available everywhere you can buy music, including Amazon and iTunes, and you'll hear more from the album during today's interview. Ari Hest is one of Judy's favorite singer-songwriters, and the two have appeared on stage together, reuniting for Judy's Strangers Again album, and now in true collaborative form for Silver Skies Blue.
And I suggested to one another, I think, that writing together and recording together would be a good idea. I had already decided and discovered that Ari and I sing together very well. It's very unusual and very special. I've said to some other interviewers, it never happened before because I hadn't met up with Ari Hest.
Still on stage, Judy Collins and her new musical partner Ari Hest are now in the midst of a national tour. Of course, you can find out more about the tour, Judy's music, and her social media expertise at judycollins.com. But please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show, Judy Collins and Ari Hest.
I choose love.
We are joined today by Judy Collins and Ari Hest. Together, they've released just a gorgeous album titled Silver Skies Blue. And we've been listening to I Choose Love. Personally, I think that's my favorite from the album. But again, just a beautiful collaboration of sound, talent, and energy. Judy, Ari, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. And Judy, to you, welcome back. And Ari, to you, welcome the first time. Judy, of course, you were on the show about 4 weeks ago, and literally your presence, your talent, magnetism, and I think, Judy, your proficiency with social media produced such a huge fan reaction that we have to have you back, and this time with Ari. So it's just fantastic. So thanks again.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're having us both here, because our album came out last week, our CD. It's lovely.
Yeah, well, and we want to talk, of course, about that a great deal. And so it really is kind of, for you, Judy, you know, with Strangers Again and this new album,
you know, the times have really been very good to you. So, you know, what's the trick here as you kind of move along in your career and get a little bit more experience? What do you think the magic is that you're creating these days, especially with this new album? Because it is wonderful.
Well, I can say a few words about that. I love my work and I'm very excited by new projects. And this project with Ari has been an exciting one for me. It really came out of the last album, which was Strangers Again, which Ari and I recorded his song, Strangers Again, and that kind of kicked off my desire to do some duets, which I did, as you know. And then he and I started talking, and he and I suggested to one another, I think, that writing together and recording together would be a good idea. I had already decided and discovered that Ari and I sing together very well. It's very unusual and very special. So the whole process of finding exciting things to do and beautiful songs and is something that I'm familiar with. But actually, this is something, the kind of project that I've actually never done before. So it's exciting on a number of levels.
I read that this was almost something that I had to kind of read a second time, because it was really kind of a first for you that these songs are co-written by you and another artist, you know, in this case Ari, and that you've crafted and sung them together, and that's kind of a first, this form.
Yes, it's very special. Never done it before.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah. Well, and as I've said to some other interviewers, it never happened before because I hadn't met up with Ari Hest. I think that's sort of the secret.
Yeah, so Ari, welcome. I think as my listeners will find, you know, you listen to this music and you just do hear this wonderful chemistry between you and Judy. And so I got to talk to you a little bit for a second about, you know, Aberdeen and The Weight, and how were some of these songs chosen to be included, and how did you decide a little bit on the arrangements, you know, which seemed very contemporary, and how were the practice sessions together with you?
Well, I think the songs were chosen together. I think, you know, she had a lot of 2 years and singled out a bunch of different songs. And then from that list, I thought that there were a few in particular that would sound good together and that we could make duets and make them really work that way. So those were the two of my, from older records of mine, that we chose, the Aberdeen and the White. And the practice sessions were very, you know, comfortable sessions where we just kind of locked ourselves in her home studio, and she has a piano and I was playing guitar, and we just sang until it all kind of made sense how we were going to approach each vocal line, whether she was going to take the melody or the harmony, and so on and so forth. So very few hiccups the whole way. Really, as Judy said, it was a really nice match right away, our voices, and working with her, and as open as she is to you know, trying new things, it made everything a lot easier for both of us.
Yeah, it's very apparent that this acoustic guitar, that your very strong, bold voice, your musical style are just a perfect combination. And so, Judy, I guess this question for you, you know, from some of the other duets that you've recorded, what are you listening for and trying to create when bringing somebody in to work with, like Ari and like others that you've worked with on Strangers Again, even?
That was an interesting adventure, too. I was going to say that one of the best parts of all of this has been doing the writing and trying the songs out, finding the way to work together. And it was just a lovely experience. And I've done, I sang a duet. Well, the duets that I've done for the most part, the one with Joan Baez was Long Distance. A number of the duets in the Strangers Again album had to be by dint of the fact that most people were traveling or lived in a different continent or, you know, on the other coast. But that worked out fine, too, because even though when you're doing that, you are talking and mulling through and listening and then going back and correcting if you want to. So you get to know each other on a different sort of level, but it's also, there's an intimacy about music when you're doing it apart or together. But this was all old school, and we did the writing together, we did the singing live, and had a wonderful, wonderful band. I think the only other things that I've done live with people, I recorded a duet with Stephen Stills here in my apartment. Actually, when he arrived, he had said, well, let's do Four Strong Winds together. So I'd learned that, of course, which I knew, but I learned it better. And when he got here, he said, no, let's sing that old song of Tom Paxton's. That was the last thing on my mind. But we did it live, and we did it together in my home, in my studio, I think in the living room. But otherwise, duets, I did one with a couple. Anyway, it's been very rare. So I've never done anything like this or had the opportunity to be able to do it in the old school way. I don't know. Life is a little more complicated for everybody nowadays. So we were lucky. We live in the same, well, we live across the river from one another, which is close. And so we were able to do some traveling. And I also knew Ari's singing, and we'd recorded another duet together by then, too, Strangers Again, and also The Fireplace, which we did in Ireland on my Irish special. So I knew exactly, well, there's always magic that's going to happen in the studio. Ari's a wonderful, wonderful guitarist and a wonderful musician. So I knew I didn't have any anxieties about where this was going to go or how it would be, because I knew the essence of what he does is something that, for me, is compatible. And so it was just remarkable, actually, because things aren't necessarily that easy. You know, most of the work that we do has some kind of complications. And anyway, it's been a lovely experience and goes on.
I hope it's going to go on. Well, Ari, Shouts and Whispers is wonderful. And that's your latest. Is that right? I think
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Bonafide and Les are my favorites. And I think, again, it just brings back this wonderful folk sound. After all this success with Judy, what's next for you? Maybe something from Bluebirds of Paradise with your better half, Chrissy Poland, or what's around the corner?
You know, I feel like at all times I'm writing in different styles. I don't know exactly what's next, but that could change very easily as far as, you know, what I'm going to release next. I think it's just going to be a record of my own, because it's been 2 years, and 2 years for me is longer than usual. Mm-hmm. to release my own album. But obviously I love working with Judy on this record, and really I'm focused on the shows that we're doing and making these songs, you know, shine in a live setting, because we still have lots of shows we can do together the rest of the year. But yes, when I'm home, I'm writing it, you know, really for a lot of different projects, and I'm just not certain on which one will be the next to be recorded.
Well, I really want to help these songs shine too from this latest album, and I'd like to play a little bit of Drifting Away, if that's okay with you. But I wonder if you both could just take a second and set that song up and talk about the storytelling, and maybe tell my listeners a little bit about what each of you contributed to make that song so beautiful.
I would say that when I hear Drifting Away, I know I need a vacation badly.
And I'm
not coming up too soon. And I'm sorry, you go ahead, Rory. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I think the melody came to mind while I was on a vacation.
Yes, lucky you.
Yeah, there are a lot of songs on the record that have more impact as far as something that's maybe some sort of hardship or something a little more heavy on the heart than Drifting Away. Drifting Away is really more of a... it's a breezy kind of song, and it's got a mood that's exactly what it's kind of described in the song. You just picture somebody on a float in the middle of the ocean, just kind of hanging out and enjoying just being in the moment. That's really what that song is about. And Judy and I wrote the lyrics together through one or two sessions, and it just kind of came pretty quickly.
And it's so much fun to sing. They're all great to sing, and Drifting Away is especially uplifting, I think, for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me too. And I think that's probably going to be a big one this kind of these summer months as you're touring. I would imagine that'll be very popular out there.
Yes, people love it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to listen to a little bit of Drifting Away, and then we'll be back with Judy Collins and Ari Hess.
Out in a blue southern ocean, I am humbled looking skyward, behold. Floating on a gentle summer wave, dreaming the day, drifting away. Nothing to do but to nothing. In
back with Judy Collins and Ari Hask. We've just listened to the song Drifting Away from Ari's latest album, Silver Skies Blue. And we're grateful for you both being here. And so, Ari, I have a question for you. I asked this of Judy recently, and I try to ask it of all the artists that I interview. And I just wonder, is the business of music working for you? Are you optimistic? And how are you surviving today? I mean, record sales good, all that good? Is this such a huge change for you and everybody else that it's just so new to get your arms around?
You're constantly adapting. And if you don't adapt, it can easily be something that you get discouraged by the way things are going. I feel like my whole career I've worn a lot of musical hats. I've always wanted to write in different styles. I've been hired to sing on things. I've given songwriting lectures or workshops, different things to kind of basically just pay the bills. And yeah, record sales has always been part of that and still is to an extent. But I think it's, what's interesting about it is I feel like the more, because of the way the business is right now, I feel like I'm creating even more. I'm in a position to actually find out some other styles that I could write in, see where they lead. And if I have the attitude of, okay, well, if that's not going to, make the money, maybe I'll try something else. As long as I'm really interested in that style, I'll try to write in this style. Let's see what happens. I feel like I've maintained the positive attitude, and that's what's gotten me to this, point. And obviously, something like what I'm doing with Judy is a huge treat, and not everything that I get involved in is this, wonderful. But as long as I have the positive mentality, it's working. It is still working. And I can say that about a lot of my contemporaries. I'm 37 years old, and a lot of people, of my age who have sort of grown up with in the music business feel the same way. The ones that really just got discouraged by the way things are going, and they basically just adopted a philosophy that they don't want to really try anymore. And it's kind of sad and understandable to an extent, but kind of sad. And then there's a few of us that have really just tried to keep a positive mindset, and it's worked.
Yeah, well, I can hear the optimism. I'm glad to hear that. I think that you're right. It's important to maybe be willing to try some different things. And I know you've done some work for television, and you've done some of these projects that maybe haven't been right down the kind of the musical path per se, but but have still been able to at least contribute to a body of work that's allowed fans to hear you in some different
sure.
settings.
So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but and allowed me to kind of find out a little more about myself. I mean, for example, right before meeting Judy, I wrote a bunch of kid music for a TV show, this thing called Super Sprouts. And, I basically wrote a bunch of songs from the perspective of vegetables that were about to be eaten.
And I didn't know that.
6 year old. And it was really an enjoyable thing. I had no idea I could write like that. And had I not said yes to it, if I had stuck to the mindset of, that's not my thing. I don't want to get involved in something like that. Then, I wouldn't have realized I like doing that.
Yeah, it's interesting. No more vegetables for you. No. it reminds me, too, that, that's always, it's wonderful to see that with Ari and to see his artistry over the course of his career and how he's found the many ways and written beautiful songs consistently, but been able to keep going and figure out ways. He did this wonderful 52 Mondays, I think he called it, where he was writing a song every week, and he had a devoted fan base who were waiting every Monday to get a song.
I thought that was great.
That's very inventive and creative. I've been similarly challenged and written things like songs for Thumbelina, and I used to write songs for the National Dance Institute for Jacques d'Amboise in New York. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a song with George Balanchine. It sounded like an old Russian folk song. Hang on, I have to turn off my... Sorry, I didn't turn off my phone. And the question is now, where is my phone? Oh, yes, so interesting. Oh, here it is. It's right in front of me. So it is. It's great to be diverse. And if you're an artist and Ari is an artist, you always have access to that center core, and it can take many forms. I have found that writing books has been something that I've, over the course of the last 40 years or something, I've written a number of books, and it's something that also, I think, intermingles with my songwriting, thinking about the blizzard and the fact that I didn't write it until I'd written a big memoir, and the storytelling aspect of that, writing that book, I think helped me to do. So I think they always feed one another. And if you're true to what you are essentially about, you can't really go wrong.
I think that's really well said. Judy, you have such a wonderful, generous spirit about you. Ari, I wonder, some of that even sounds like it's rubbed off on you, and maybe you feel a little bit of mentoring even in through this joint career.
Well, it's the other way around. It's done. No, works both ways, I think, don't you?
Yes, it is. It is mutual. I haven't met many people, regardless of how long they've been in the music business, I haven't met many people who are as just open to new projects and have energy that just does not stop in all good, you know, ways as Judy. So it inspires for sure.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about the tour. What can we expect? You're in New York now. Where are you off to next? And I guess, is there going to be a duet of Amazing Grace?
We haven't done that together yet, but
not yet.
We might well do that. Certainly not off the table.
We have shows in Connecticut, like really all over the country this month.
Yeah.
Connecticut, Texas, Minnesota, and then we find ourselves in California toward the end of the month of June. So there's plenty in June, and there's plenty more after that. It's really just kind of wherever the road takes us.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put links to the tour schedule. We'll put links up on our page, of course, to where you can find Judy and Ari online. Judy Collins, Ari Hess, thanks so much. And again, I had to go out and get this, but Silver Skies Blue is fantastic. Enjoy it. We certainly have enjoyed talking to you both, and Judy, to you again. And Ari, hope to talk to you again, but good luck on this tour.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on the show.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.